From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Two major federal government agencies and the country's state attorneys general have just settled a major case with AT&T in which the wireless carrier will pay $105 million for cramming. It's the biggest case of its kind in history, according to the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Trade Commission. If you don't know what cramming is, you're not alone, and that's part of the problem. It has to do with AT&T allowing third-party companies to hit its customers with fraudulent charges buried in their bill. $80 million of the settlement will go through a program the FTC has set up to reimburse customers. As soon as the news broke, we called up FTC Chairwoman Edith Ramirez. Chairwoman, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Ben.
First, a definition. What is cramming?
Cramming is the unlawful placement of billing charges on monthly phone bills that haven't been authorized by consumers.
Is there any way for me to check my phone bill for these kinds of charges? I mean, can you give me any hints about what might actually look truly suspicious here?
If consumers look closely at their bill, they may find a reference to a monthly subscription charge. And oftentimes, these charges can be in the range of, let's say, $9.99. And if they see something that's suspicious, I suggest that consumers contact their phone carrier to ask about those charges. But because this is a problem, and frankly a problem that we have been trying to address in the landline context for well over a decade, that's the reason that we announced a very important settlement and an enforcement action involving AT&T to address this issue.
Are you looking at any other places where this might exist or other companies that might be doing it? And can you spin it forward for me at all there?
We really are recommending a number of things. We've advocated that in the industry take certain steps. And in particular, we feel consumers should have an ability to opt out of third-party billing.
I feel like users' behavior tends towards not being vigilant, unfortunately. And at the FTC, are you thinking about ways in which the consumer is protected or ways in which the consumer has to protect themselves?
We're absolutely thinking about that issue. At the end of the day, you know, what we're trying to do here at the FTC is try to ensure that consumer protections keep pace with technological developments. But at the same time, we also want to encourage the kind of innovation that we're seeing today that will ultimately benefit consumers. So in this particular instance involving mobile cramming, what we're doing is that we're really underscoring what we view is a time-tested principle of consumer protection. Consumers ought not to be charged for goods or services that they didn't authorize, whether it's on their mobile phone, whether it's shopping online. So I think there are certain basics that will help avoid the type of fraudulent activity that we're seeing in this particular arena.
Edith Ramirez is chairwoman of the FTC. Chairwoman Ramirez, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.